Spill the Soju podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with me, Chelsea, as your host for today. Before we get started on our episodes, please don't forget to follow us, subscribe to us, give us 5-star review if you can, wherever you are listening to this podcast too. And don't forget to follow us on our socials. That's at Spill the Soju podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at SESPodPH on Twitter or X, and reach out to us at spillthesoju@gmail.com. All right, let's get on today's episode. So, to be completely honest, I really didn't know what kind of episode I'll be recording today. And then I was scrolling through TikTok, and then I saw an unpopular opinions on K-pop kind of video, and then I just click and I just said, you know what, why don't we just read the opinions of people on the internet about K-pop? And that's what we're going to do today. And you know, I feel like this is also one of the more, I feel like this will be more on really like Spill the Soju kind of vibe, because recently we've been releasing a lot of fan diaries episodes, a lot of informative episodes with two teen tours about the Philippine arena, which you guys should check out. That's really cool. But this is just like, you know, we're just going to make chica. And if let me know if you guys like that. And hopefully in the future, we get to read your unpopular opinions as well on K-pop. So let's get started. So first, I think for me is, let's see. So for full transparency, I'm looking through Reddit. So I just chose a few because I don't want this episode to be too long. And so that I also have more should you guys want a sequel of this. So let's get started. Okay. The first two are kind of related to each other because they are about the same topic. So first is, it's more important for choreography to fit the song than to be technically demanding. And then the next one is, I think K-pop is focusing way too much on dancing right now. So the format of this episode will be, I will be reading those opinions and then I'll share if I agree or disagree with them. So for that first point, I completely agree. I super duper agree on both. First, I want to focus first on the K-pop is focusing way too much on dancing right now. I really do agree with this. I'll do my best to not name drop any groups. But I really do think that the K-pop is leaning more towards dancing than singing nowadays. Because if you can see, a lot of the groups that debut, they're like really, really strong dancers. They're really strong performers. But when it comes to singing, it's not their best skill. There you go. They're more confident when it comes to dancing than singing. And I think that, I don't know, because to some extent it can work, but I don't really think it's, I don't know, because I really like well-balanced groups. I think that's it. I think a group can do well with, you know, of course, there should be a main vocal and lead vocal, main dancer, lead dancer, all of that. But I think it will just be a lot more well-balanced overall as a performance if at least the other members, you know, are able to hone their skills more when it comes to singing than just focusing on dancing. So some other groups, they have to resort to lip syncing. They have to resort to lip syncing just to compensate for the kind of dancing that they're doing. Which leads me to that second, which to the first one that I said, like where they say, it's more important for choreography to fit the song than to be technically demanding. Okay. Oh gosh. A lot of the songs are just, you know, very simple, and then the choreography just goes wild. It does not fit the song at all. And then later, the idols are getting tired from the choreography that they're doing when it really just doesn't fit the song at all. So I think, I super agree with that. I think with K-pop now, they're really focused on getting people hooked visually. And of course, performance and dance has a lot to do with that. But there should be like a good balance of, you know, just the technicalities and you sustainably for them as performers. And imagine them having to do that in their concerts. Like, super mellow lang ng song. And then, sobrang hirap ng choreo or hindi lang talaga nagmamatch yung choreo. Then it's gonna be good luck na lang sa kanila sa concerts. But I super agree with these first two opinions. If you don't agree, that's what I want to say. If you guys don't agree, please feel free to share this with us. Let us know. This is not to start fan wars, but it's just like, this is us like sharing our opinions. It's spilled the soju for a reason. We're going to spill our soju. We encourage you guys to spill yours too. Let us know if you agree with us or disagree with us in any way at all. As long as we do it in like a very civil and friendly manner, then it's no problem to us. And yeah, let's head on to the next. Oh, I lied. This one is also related. Vocal all-rounded idols are better than dance all-rounded idols. Girl, yes. Girl, yes. It's just really different when you're a solo with a really strong vocal than a solo that you started off as a dancer. I'm not saying that the dancers, that the soloists who are mainly dancers in their groups are not doing well. Like, they are. Come on, I see. I'm a Kai-biased girly and a Taemin-biased girly, and I know those dudes are great. But I'm just saying, like, for me personally, when the idols are, like, more vocally trained first than dance, it just, when they release a solo, it's just, it's so good. Like, it's so good. For this whole episode, I'll just lean towards my personal experiences and biases. So let's go with. Oh, that's not. I was gonna say Taeyang, but he's also like a good dancer. Let's go with Nayeon, our girl Nayeon. She's a great dancer. Everyone knows that, but she's also known as like the vocalist of Twice. And when she released Pop, it didn't have the most quote-unquote difficult dance. I mean, yes, some people can get this, the hand thingy kind of mixed up, but the dance wasn't as technically, you know, how would you call this? Complicated. It was just very simple, very cute, but Nayeon carried the vocals and it was a really fun song. So it was a really... I personally like Pop. It was a great solo debut. And also because I missed bubblegum K-pop so much. So Nayeon is a great example of that. Of course, there's Taeyeon. Queen of all freaking queens, Miss Taeyeon. And a lot more that I feel like it just makes a lot more sense. Hello, lalayo pa ba ako? EXO. There's Kyungsoo. There's Baekhyun. There's Jonghyun from SHINee. There's ONU. The list goes on and on about how biased I am towards solos who are just known vocalists and then dance. Though, with dance, all-rounded idols, I know I will be entertained. I know that. I love dance idols. Please don't take this away from me. I love my dance all-rounded idols. For Pete's sake, I love it. But I do agree with this point that vocal all-rounded idols are just built different. Maybe because it's just me. That's again, I'll keep on saying this. It's just me personally. Angat lang talaga sa akin if magaling kang kumanta. yun yun. Angat lang sa akin kung magaling kang kumanta. Because I feel like, I don't know, it's a whole different ballgame learning how to sing and learning how to dance. They're both really different. And mas mahirap umangat sa vocal kaysa umangat sa dance. So that's why it's just a lot. It's great. I love it. Okay. If you're watching this, my hair is a mess. And I'm fine with that. So next is fanwars are about insecurity about your idols more than admiration, protectiveness. Do we agree with this? Do we disagree with this? I think yes. Yes, only to those who started it. If you're the ones, if that fandom, if a specific fandom is the one who started it, they are the insecure ones. But if you're on the receiving end and you have to protect your idols and all of that, then, yeah, I get it. Because they're being attacked, so you have to protect them. But I think that is mostly true towards the fans who start the fan wars. Because honestly, us here at Spoiler Soju have been fans a very long time, and we still don't get how or why fan wars still exist to this day. And even before, I'm like, how did this start? Like, for example, one fandom will just say, oh, our boys did better than your boys because choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Out of nowhere, they're just going to be saying that. And I'm just like, where did this come from? I don't know where this is coming from. And then the other fandom naman, papatol sila. It's just going to be back and forth for the next week or so until there's a new issue. So I think this is partly true, but you know, it's mostly about, for me, who started the fan war. Because like, if you just want to start fighting out of nowhere, like, it just make no sense. Like, how bored are you to just start fan war? You kaya walang choice yung ibang fans. Like, they're gonna, you know, protect their idols because where sa nagaling attack niya, right? So yeah, that's another one. Okay. The next two are kind of heavy. And I think that's great. So, let's get started. Remind me next time to record this on the couch so I could just like Emma Chamberlain style and I'll just lie down like that. Anyways, so the next one is, a lot of you are not as concerned about minors as you claim to be. And it shows. So, do I agree with this? Do I agree with this? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I actually think I am also guilty of this because, you know, it's just become such a norm. We do have an episode about this topic a few episodes back. It's called Forever Young, But Should It Be? Hey, come on, Ashley. I think I'll just link it down below and for you guys to come back to. But yeah, it's, I know it's an issue and we talked about it. And even before that, I mean, before we touched up on that topic, I was just letting it pass. Like, oh, he's so young, period. That's how I've been reacting to it. And I feel like a lot of people react the same. And I think it's not, I don't, and I, how do I say this? And I don't blame people for that kind of mentality because that is quote unquote the norm when it comes to K-pop idols. The younger they debut, the longer their career. That's how it is. So that's something that a lot of people have just come to not really accept, but like it's not shocking to people anymore. And I really think that this issue should always be raised again and again and again. And I think the reason why is because when us here at Spill the Soju, when we started standing K-pop, we were like really young. And everyone else was older than us and all of that. And then you see people debuting the same age as you. So for example, who was the same age as, okay, one of the idols who debuted early that was my age was Jungkook. BTS Jungkook. And Bam Bam, there you go. Yugyeom, all the 97 babes, come on, Mingyu, Dokyeom, all of them. When they were at that age, I was already in college. And that wasn't young to me anymore. Because I was like, okay, they're of age wherein they can think for themselves and decide for themselves. Because I was at that age and that's how I felt like, oh, I'm such a big person now. I can handle myself. And then I look back and I was like, oh my gosh, they did debut at that age, which is how old? 17? 18? And then looking back, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know any better back then. So which is kind of, and that's just them debuting. So what more of them training, going through all of that rigorous, stressful kind of training and, you know, them having to face such a world full of criticism, you know, lack of privacy. I don't know what that can do to a young person. And looking back at it now, I'm just like, why? How did we just let this pass us? And I think it's because a lot of the K-pop audiences are kids, are young people, younger people. And when you're young, I'm sure you can agree with me, you're like age what, 15, 17, you're like, oh my gosh, I want to debut, I want to do this, I want to do all of that. And then in hindsight, you're just like, when you grow older, you're like, oh my gosh, it's way too young. That is way too young. And I think that's what us as older people have to do now, is to constantly remind people that this is not okay. This is not supposed to be the norm. This, you're doing this for your enjoyment. Kids are, you know, forced into a world of, as I said, criticism, of, you know, just, I can't imagine going through all of that at such a young age. And now they're getting even younger, which is worrisome to me. And if you're a young kid, yes, young na nga kid pa. You know, listening to this, it's not supposed to be this way. And it's not always glitz and glam. There's a lot more grimy, dark stuff happening behind we don't know of. Hopefully they're not going through all of that. And it's just, my heart goes out to like all the young kids that are going through this. I'm sure from their end they're be like, oh my god, I'm following my dreams, I'm, you know, doing it, finally closer to that, to become a K-pop idol. Yes, I love that, but I just don't know if they fully know what they're getting themselves into. So, you know, that's something that I always worry about, especially with the newer groups debuting younger idols. It's really, really concerning. So us here as fans, we should always remind them that this is not okay. This is young. These are children. They shouldn't be going through this. And even idols who are grown-ups now, they always say they do not recommend debuting that young. Okay? Take it from the idols who debuted as teenagers. They will not recommend doing that. So, yeah, that's quite heavy. But Katie and I talk more about this in our past episodes. If you want to go back and listen to that, it's linked in the episode description. Okay? And here, this is this is my last point. Can this be my last point? Let's see. This can be my last point. Someone said on Reddit, K-pop concerts are not worth it to attend in person. Girl. Ooh, 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 girl. Ooh, 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 girl. Nababaliw na ako, guys. Sorry if I'm like this. Work just ended and my mind is just flying everywhere. So, hence, my brain. So, K-pop concerts are not worth it to attend in person. I'm half and half on this. Yeah, I am half and half on this. The reason why is because I have attended concerts that are not worth it. I have attended concerts that were not worth it. I swear. I did attend concerts that I had the best time of my life. Like, they, oh my gosh, it was the best concert ever. I felt that for the concerts that I like. But then there were concerts that I paid for myself, wherein on the concert was happening right in front of me. There was a thought in my head that was like, I could have been somewhere else. I had to say it. I am so sorry, but there were concerts like that. I paid for it. They groups that I like and all of that. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is... Eh. Yeah, I cannot. I think it's obviously a me thing, but this person, I feel like they just attended concerts that were not good. I think an unpopular opinion that I can input here is that there is a different breed of K-pop groups that are amazing live performers. Okay? There are groups who just go on stage and sing and perform and just say hi to their fans and call it a day. There are groups like that. But there are groups who will literally give their 5,000% on that stage and make sure that every single cent that you spent is worth it. They will not let you go home, you know, not feeling, you know, na hindi pa os. Ganon. There are groups who are just naturally great, great performers, know how to handle a crowd, know how to entertain, know how to interact with fans. There are idols like that. But then there are idols as well who are not just really not that skilled at doing that. And it's sad that there were ones that I attended that were like that. But yes, it is true. So what I would recommend for you guys to avoid this is to really, really pick out the concerts that you attend. Really pick them out. Because if you, like, for example, you attend a concert of just another group that you like, that you're just like, oh, I like, you know, they're not really your ult and all of that, you run the risk of not enjoying it, probably. Maybe because that's why this person also didn't like it. It's maybe because it's not their main group that they didn't enjoy. They don't have that emotional connection with the group. But I think it will add a lot more emotional, and like it will make ingrain in your brain even more, like if they really are your ultimate group, like, you know, like you were there with them, you grew with them and all of that. And yeah, also here's ang dami ko sinasabi, diba? Another thing that I find that really brings up the energy, like, automatically, if you have this, if the groups have this in their concert, automatically the concert just gets like 50-70% better for me, and that's a live band. Of all the concerts, I've attended equal parts concerts that have live bands and those that are not. And I'm just really biased towards live bands. Okay, it just makes the concert so much livelier, so much more depth, so much more like, imagine just hearing the studio version that you're listening to again and again in the fan cams that you're watching, and you just hear the same thing when you go to the concert. Sure, some people may like that. But then when I go to the concert, I want to see them perform something that I haven't seen them perform before. I want to feel an energy that I can only feel during the concert, and the live band does that. Okay? A live band does that. I'm sure people who have gone to concerts with live bands can agree with me that live bands just hit different. I don't care if you're solo, I don't care if you're a group with how many members, live bands are a must. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. It's just life. And yes, so that is the episode for today. I won't keep you guys here for long. Those are just some of the unpopular opinions that I read on Reddit. I can send over the link of the thread as well. I just picked out random ones that didn't involve specific groups because I don't want any... anyone to come for me right now. I'm not ready for that yet. But let me know if you guys like this episode. And if you do, please go ahead and send in your unpopular opinions too. We'll see how it goes. Okay, we'll see how this episode performs. And then if it goes well, we'll make a part two. And maybe even then we'll ask for you guys to send in your unpopular opinions for us to read out and react to. And yeah, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I hope you guys like that. Let us know in our socials. That's at @SCSPod on Twitter, at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, spillthesoju@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate this podcast wherever you're listening to. And that's all. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next week. Bye.